Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me on Everyday Miracles, where we open your mind to unlimited possibilities. I'm your host, Candace McClain, and we have a great, great show for you today. Leanne Thiemann will be joining us, and chances are you've read one of her many, many best-selling Chicken Soup for the Soul books that she's co-authored along with Jack Campbell and Mark Victor Hansen. And the most recent book in the series is Chicken Soup for the Soul, A Book of Miracles. And of course, when I saw that title, I knew I had to have her on the show. This is a phenomenal book featuring true accounts of miraculous experiences that will blow you away, stories of healing, divine interventions, answered prayers, stories about extraordinary connections with loved ones who've passed on, and angels, and even just the everyday miracles we often overlook. But what is really intriguing about Leanne is that she was a part of one of the largest humanitarian missions in the U.S., and she's going to be telling us that story shortly. But if you can even just imagine this for a moment, imagine going to Vietnam to escort six orphaned babies back to America during the time when South Vietnam was falling to communist forces back in 75. And imagine arriving there and there's an urgent message from the U.S. president informing you that you'll have to take out six babies, but 300 babies on a cargo jet. And this became coined Operation Baby Lift, a daring rescue and a large historical event. In fact, Leanne's book, This Must Be My Brother, recounts her participation in the airlift. Newsweek magazine featured her story in its Voices of the Century issue. Leanne's also been featured on CNN, Fox, BBC, PBS, and on the It's a Miracle show. In fact, negotiations are even underway to produce her story as a Hollywood feature film. Today, Leanne's a nationally renowned nurse, speaker, and author. And after her Operation Baby Lift story was featured in Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul, she became one of Chicken Soup's most prolific writers. She's co-author of 11 books in the Chicken Soup series. Leanne is also the author of Balancing Life in Your War Zones, A Guide to Physical, Mental, and Spiritual Health. Believing we all have individual war zones, Leanne inspires people to focus on the importance of balance and the power of positivity. Leanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my joy to be with you today.
Thank you so much for joining us. And Leanne, can you walk us through how you came to be involved in Operation Baby Lift?
Well, gosh, I often say all I ever intended to do was buy a dozen cupcakes to help the children in Vietnam. But as so often happens, something that you think is small, it turns out to be something very big. Well, actually, I always said it started when I was a little girl. I remember even trick-or-treating for UNICEF and learning that 2.5 cents could buy a carton of milk and save a child's life. And even as a little girl, I began to think, maybe we are called to be our brother's keeper. Maybe we are supposed to share everything we have instead of hoarding it. And I decided when I was a little girl I wanted to adopt a child someday. So I think that is probably what led me to stop at that bake sale. It happened to be in Iowa City Mall back in early 1970s. And I saw a bake sale hosted by Friends of Children of Vietnam, FCVN. And I stopped to see if I could buy some cupcakes to support the organization and ended up going to the next meeting and ended up joining as a member. And then, of course, the chapter president moved away and I became the chapter president and my basement became the Iowa chapter headquarters of Friends of Children of Vietnam.
Isn't that something?
It is. It is something that starts so small that turned out so big.
Yeah, and then from there you were asked to go to Vietnam?
Yes. actually, we collected, I didn't realize this till years later when we added it up, we collected 5 tons of supplies to send to Vietnam in just 3 years. And then they called and asked me if I would be the next escort to bring 6 babies back, just 6, to their assigned adoptive homes in the United States. So I had 24 hours to decide if I would fly to Vietnam in April of 1975. So I called the State Department. The war was far from Saigon. They assured us it wasn't going to get worse. We had applied for adoption of a son through this organization, but we knew we wouldn't get him for at least 2 years. But I thought still it would mean something to him someday to know that his mom had been to his homeland. So after a lot of thought and prayer, I agreed to go. And wouldn't you know, the day before I left, there was an increased bombing and within a mile of Saigon. So I was terrified and actually called to try and cancel, and they said I could cancel. And I said, who will bring the babies out? And they said, nobody. So
nobody.
That's right.
And
so
were there several of you going?
America. Pardon me?
Were there several of you going together on this?
One, just me, and then one of our chapter members and a friend of mine, Carol, went with me. So it was the two of us that were making that big leap of an adventure. And I had my own little, people often say, how could you go, Leanne? And I have to say I had my own little miracle happen, and I didn't really identify it as a miracle for many years. But the day before I left was Easter Sunday, and after the service, I just knelt, bawling and begging God for a sign I didn't have to go. But instead, I was just zapped, I think, by the Holy Spirit probably, because I was filled with the confidence, a faith, an absolute, absolute certainty that I would go, I'd be fine, God would take care of me, or I never would have gotten on the plane. But the next day I did. I boarded the 747, headed for Saigon, and that's, you're right, when I got there, I was greeted with, have you heard the news? President Ford okayed Operation Baby Lift, and you won't help us take out 6 babies, you'll help us take out 300. And that's when I knew what was driving me to go.
Yeah. 300 babies. And so I saw pictures of this, and I saw these pictures of these little babies in open cardboard boxes, row by row. They were just everywhere.
It was unbelievable when you look at the photos. I can hardly believe it even when I look at them myself today. But it's true. We had a cargo jet, and it's the kind of plane that is so big that tanks can drive up into it. But today they had 22 cardboard boxes and to end, and we could fit 2 to 3 babies in a cardboard box, and we put a strap from one end of the plane over the other to hold the boxes in place, and seriously, with bombs dropping outside the city, it took off, and occasionally people say, gosh, Leanne, why did you put them in boxes, and why didn't you wait for better accommodations, and all I can say is bombs were falling, and we knew we had to get as many babies out as fast as we possibly could.
You had to get them out, and at that time, did you also get your son?
Well, that was a real surprise. We started, lots of babies were gathering in our, and so there's lots of pictures of that on my website and in my book as well. The babies started gathering in our orphanage center that normally housed fewer, certainly, but we put mats on the floor and they started bringing babies in from all over the countryside and other orphanages and foster homes. And so babies were just all over the floors as we were preparing for Operation Baby Lift. And then the director of Friends of Children of Vietnam said to me the third morning I was there, Leanne, you probably figured this out, but I really hadn't. You and Mark will be assigned one of the 100 babies we have gathered here so far, or you can walk into the next room and choose a son. And I did. Or as I say in my book, Mitch chose me. This baby boy literally, I just crawled right across the room and into my arms, my heart, and our family. And it was no doubt about it. It was like the moment of childbirth.
That's
awesome.
That's beautiful.
We had our baby boy.
Yeah. What would you say was the biggest lesson for you coming out of all of that, and how has it shaped your life today?
Well, you know, I went about my busy life raising 3 kids, and when Mitch was a senior in high school, I knew I'd been prodded by people to tell the whole story and to write the book. And finally, then I began to write it. I didn't know how to write, so I had to take every kind of course and writing seminar and workshops and all that I could to learn to write a personal story and write my own book. And when I did, then it just gained tremendous popularity. I never guessed that it would. And actually, it was then that some nursing organizations to which I belonged asked if I would give a speech and tell them lessons I learned. And that's when I put it all together. And I wrote a speech, and now I've written the book called Balancing Life in Your War Zones, because I believe we don't have to be in Vietnam to be in war zones. We have personal and professional war zones in our everyday lives. And my premise
Absolutely.
Is that we have to be strong physically, mentally, and spiritually, and nurture ourselves in these three ways in order to cope in our world today. And so that's the lessons that I learned then, and that's the lessons I share today.
And so this story was also published in one of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, correct?
It was. Originally, it was in Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul.
Okay, and then from there, obviously, some kind of link formed between you and Jack Canfield to, since then, you've already written 11 books now in the series.
That's right. I was submitting stories. After I wrote my own story, I got story writing fever. I loved writing true personal stories. I'd be at a party or a picnic, and somebody would tell me a story, and I'd say, oh, could I write that? And I would send it into Chicken Soup, and remarkably, they bought many of the stories that I submitted. And then they learned that I was talking full-time to health care and to nurses, and that's when I met Jack and Mark at one of their events once, and they learned that I was speaking to nurses, and I was shocked when a couple of years later they called me and asked if I would be the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Nurse's Soul.
Wonderful.
And it was wonderful.
Yeah.
We
are going to actually move to a break. We are speaking with Leanne Thiemann today. We are going to go to break, and when we come back, do you believe in angels? We're going to hear some amazing angel and other miracle stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, a book of miracles. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to Everyday Miracles. We have Leanne Thiemann joining us today. She's co-author of 11 Chicken Soup for the Soul books, including the latest, A Book of Miracles. Leanne, if folks want to find out more about you or A Book of Miracles or your experiences, how can they get more information?
I have a website that is my name. It's leannethiemann.com, and that's LeannTheIEMAN.com.
Wonderful. Thank you. And I'd love to talk about A Book of Miracles because it's just a beautiful book. And as I was saying to you earlier before the show began, it must have been fascinating to initially read all the submissions for the book. Did you find it difficult to choose which ones you were going to make the final cut?
It always is. I read approximately 2,000 stories for each book. And this time, all of them really were miracles of some sort. Just incredible, quote, coincidences and that type of thing. And some of them were really, I mean, visions and that kind of things. And it is. It's such a privilege to read the 2,000 stories. And it's always difficult to pick the top 100 to go in the final book.
Sure. And I think miracles are something that people are generally open to. I mean, even the most scientific doctor has seen miracles that he can't account for. What does the concept of miracles mean to you in your life?
Well, as I wrote in the introduction of the book, when my mom went to a religious retreat years and years ago, she said to the pastor in charge, "There's so many miracles in the Bible. Why aren't there still miracles today?" And he said, miracles happen every day. We just don't recognize them, or we explain them away with science or coincidence. And that's what I really believed in my life, and that's really what's been affirmed in this book, that miracles happen to us all the time. And I think it's God's way of trying to bless us. And every time we explain it away or make a reason for it, we're missing a real opportunity to I always say to give credit where credit is due, because I think God is trying to smile down on us and give us these little winks and blessings. And sometimes there's a whole chapter in my book called Everyday Miracles. That's the kind of thing that I'm referring to.
Yeah, even, you know, when a baby's first born or the sun rising in the morning, like all of these kinds of things really are miracles when you think about them. But it's difficult. You know, we lead busy lives. And what kind of advice do you have for people to be able to notice those everyday miracles a little more?
To slow down, number one, and to expect them, to actually watch for them. Because they really, I think they are there, and we whiz by or don't give it a second thought. And to actually take time to stop and take a deep breath and look at the timing of that rainbow or the appearance of that bird on the ledge or the butterfly that landed and those kinds of things, that when you stop and pay attention to them, you realize that the timing is just remarkable.
Yeah, and nature gives us beautiful miracles, beautiful messages. The book itself is divided into different sections, and you cover everything from answered prayers and healings to angel encounters. What were a few of your favorite stories, ones that really touched you?
Well, there's 101 of those. But some of the ones that it touched me the best, I mean, there are stories about people actually seeing angels. You know, 3 feet tall and huge in the back of the church, said this nervous minister doing his first funeral. He was scared to death and sweating, and in the back of the church he sees these towering angels, and I believe that. I think I was even more impressed by a story such as the one called The Lost Lamb, I think is the name of it. And this woman felt like a lost lamb, and she wished Jesus would come and just carry her on his shoulders like he does in the pictures and the stories in the Bible. And she was sort of at a lost and struggling time of her life. And that was her prayer, that God would carry her like a lamb. And she was walking, and she has miles and miles and miles of beach from where she works to her home. And one day she picked a random place and parked the car and began to walk along the beach and praying. And she sat down on the beach and began just offhandedly digging in the sand with her fingertips. And she felt something. It was probably an object left by a little boy or girl playing there earlier, but it was a tiny little plastic lamb. Now, what are the odds?
Yeah.
And that's what I say when you watch for everyday miracles. It's the times that you say, what a coincidence, or what are the odds of that happening? I think those are the miracles in our lives.
Yeah, they are. And it's interesting, you're talking about some of the angel stories. And, you know, sometimes the angel was described to look just like what you would typically think of, you know, the long flowing gown, the long flowing hair, and the beautiful wings. And then there was a story you just described where, you know, these angels were so tall, and I think they were wearing almost like suits of armor in that one. And then there are other ones where the angel appeared as a dog, or then as a person just like you or me who happened to show up at the right place, at the right time, and then simply vanish. Is there any distinction for you in these multiple types of appearances?
You know, not really, actually, because what I realized was God is going to use angels to be present to what you need at that time. There's a wonderful story in the book that's called Pork Chop Angel, and it's about a young woman in pretty rough, possibly abusive situation, driving across country with a very, very pregnant and with a very unsympathetic, intolerant husband. And she had not eaten in days. And she was hungry, and her baby was hungry within her. And they stopped at some gas station, and inside, in a crock pot, were pork chops. And this most wonderful, rather ordinary-looking, dark-skinned woman offered her pork chops to eat. And she ate them ravenously because she was so hungry then. And she thanked her, and she left, and she got back in the car and said to her husband, wasn't that something? And he said, there was nobody there. And she said, no, the woman with the pork chop. They went back in to prove it, and the attendant at the gas station said, we have no idea what you're talking about. There was nobody here, but she said, my tummy was filled and my faith was renewed. And she actually turned her life around and got in a much better situation and circumstance in her life. And because of that, that ordinary, you know, that was not an angel with feathery wings. And,
right.
Yeah. God placed the person that she needed, where she needed, in the form that she needed at exactly the time.
And I think today that there seems to be, you know, more open-mindedness in spirituality in general, but quite commonly with angels. I think most people feel comfortable with this idea that we're watched, you know, maybe even protected by a ministering or guardian angel. Would you agree that people need to feel a sense of being cared for by something larger than all of us, whether it be God or even an angel?
I don't see how we survive without it. Really, that belief that when you have that belief within you, what I often say is it takes all the sweat off. It's not always up to you. There's a higher power that is protecting and guiding you, and all you have to do is tap into it and ask for it and then trust in it and believe in it, and it just can give you so much more comfort and direction in your life that you're not in this alone.
Yeah. I actually had an angel experience about 5.5 years ago, almost 6 years ago now. And, you know, it was an interesting point in my life because I had left a very lucrative job, and I was the breadwinner for my family. I had kids and everything. And I remember actually praying, and I wasn't someone who would generally pray, but I was very worried about you know, what was going to happen next in my life and how we were really going to make it, how we were going to survive. Was I going to find a new job? And one night, I had a really sleepless night. And I kept turning over in bed and looking at the clock to see, you know, as time progressed here, is it morning yet? And the one time I turned over, there was what I consider an angel, for lack of a better word, was standing there. And he looked about 13 or 14 years old. He had long brown hair. He was wearing sort of a flowing kind of robe, no wings or anything that I could see. And I was so shocked and actually a little frightened. Even though I knew it was good, I was just frightened of the experience. And when I looked at him closely, I could see lights inside of him, all these colors that just seemed to mix and dance together and come apart. And then he just started to walk away and fade off. And so at that point, I became really interested in this. You know, what was that? What just happened to me? I went to the library. I was reading all these books. I was reading on the internet. And the one thing that every place said was, when an angel comes, they always have a message for you. And I thought, well, I didn't even receive my message. Was I so freaked out? Was I so afraid that I actually missed my message? And what ended up happening a few weeks later was I ended up getting quite ill, and I wasn't sure what was going on. And I discovered that I was actually pregnant. And me and my husband weren't really supposed to be able to get pregnant again. And when I went for my first ultrasound, they were able to look at it and determine the exact age of the fetus. And at the time, it was 14 weeks and 2 days. And when I counted back, that was the exact day that I saw that angel in my room. So
wow.
He had brought a baby.
Wow.
But I just had to share that with you. We are actually going to move into another break. You're listening to Everyday Miracles on the Transformation Network. When we come back, Leanne Team is going to talk with us more about the power of prayer. Can it bring about miracles? We'll be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
And welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Everyday Miracles. I'm your host, Candace McLean, and I have Leanne Thiemann here with me today discussing her latest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, A Book of Miracles. Leanne, there were a number of stories in the book that involved visits from loved ones who'd passed on. And it would almost seem that these types of experiences are becoming more common. Do you think that these experiences have always happened, but we were less aware, for lack of a better term? Or do you believe that there's more of a surge of these types of occurrences today?
I certainly don't know for certain, but I'm guessing that we probably ignored those all along as well. And it's amazing sometimes when I share a miracle story that someone, especially in an age group, you know, maybe living the second half of their lives, then they will look at me sheepishly and say, well, I've never told anybody this, but once I was, you know, I saw my dead mother, or my grandmother appeared to me in a dream. Or so I think the more we talk about it, the freer people are to share it and admit that it probably has happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also noticed that in the book there were a number of really moving stories about the power of prayer. You know, the stories of parents praying for their children, or even in some cases, nurses praying for their patients. And their prayers were answered. And I mean, these were circumstances where there was absolutely no hope at all. And in reading these stories and in living through the experiences that you've had, how would you say prayer has changed your life?
I've always believed in the power of prayer. I was raised believing that, and I have every day of my life since then believed in that. And I think the power of the prayer has changed my life. I was a nurse at the bedside for 30 years before I became a full-time speaker and author, and I watched, and even science is proving now, that people who are prayed for heal faster, and they've done studies at universities to prove. And even the person doesn't even have to know they're being prayed for. But
right.
People who are prayed for, you know, heal faster and recover better. So it really is scientifically proven. And now, even in medical schools, it used to be they didn't teach anything about spirituality. And now 70% of medical schools in this country teach about the power of the higher power and spirituality in the patient's healing. And, of course, a big part of that is the belief in prayer. And I saw it as a nurse, and it certainly is reading these stories, absolutely hopeless situations. And in one of them in the book, the doctor came out and said, well, if I didn't believe in miracles, I do today, because that's the only way to explain this.
Right. And so I think it's because of all of us, too, talking about spirituality, and it's, in a sense, becoming more mainstream that, you know, the medical field has to listen. They have to listen and start incorporating this, because this is what we expect now. It's a part of our lives.
Good point. Very true.
Yeah. Some of the stories that I really loved a lot were the ones that involved children, you know, children being visited by loved ones that passed, or even children that were visited by angels. I loved the mustard seed story that you told. What do you think it is about children that allows them to be more in tune to these types of experiences?
Because they're innocents and they don't know that what they're saying sounds crazy. They just speak their truth, and that's what I love about children. And there was a story in there about a little three-year-old boy. Now, he could not have known that this would have any other meaning or impact, and he did. He saw. He said, "Mom, see that little girl playing over there? See her playing over there?" And he described her, and it was, his little cousin had lost her life, and he described her. "See her there playing, Mom?" And he didn't even know that she was gone, but he saw her, and time and time again, there was a little boy who named his baby sister, and in the womb, and had no idea that his own mother's sister, by that name, had passed away. And
so it's
those little things that I think God speaks to them, and they just pay attention. They're not going to thwart it and try and explain it away or worried about how what anybody else thinks about what I just experienced. They're going to speak their truth.
Yeah. And in one of the last chapters or sections of the book, you include stories of what you call divine appointment. Can you explain what divine appointment is and maybe tell us one of your favorite stories from that section?
Well, I think that to me, a divine appointment is when God puts a person in your life in just exactly the place you need to be at the moment that you need to see that person. And you know that you are there at that time and that moment for a big reason. And I'm trying to think of one of my favorite ones that way. One that comes to mind was there was a person who wanted to have some experiences before college, and she decided that she was going to go work at some mission in Skid Row in California. And one of her coworkers just offhandedly said, my friend Jim is in California. Oh, that's a pretty big state. And I heard he ended up on Skid Row once, but you know what? That was 20 years ago. But if you see him, say hi to Jim for me, ha, 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 they laughed. Well, she went on, and for a year, she worked feeding 1,000 hungry guests and working with the people in Skid Row in L.A. And one day, sure enough, a man came walking up to her and said, "What's your name?" And she said, "Bernadette." And he said, "Oh, yeah, I like the saint." And she said, "Yes, like the saint. Where are you from?" "Well, I'm from Arizona. I'm a teacher there." "Oh, really?" he said, and his face lit up. "Really?" He said, "Do you know Angela, my friend?" And sure enough, this was Jim from
that
20
was him.
Years before. I mean, of the thousands of people in all of California and all of the people on Skid Row there, he walked in. And the wonderful end of that story is even more remarkable. There's a second miracle in that she said to him, "Would you like to write her a note? Because I'm going to go back to Arizona and see her." And indeed, yeah, he did, and Angela did connect with him again, and he quit drinking, cleaned up, and they got married and lived happily ever after.
Totally changed life from that experience.
And to me, that's a divine appointment. She was where she was supposed to be at that moment and for a divine purpose.
Exactly. So you've now written 11 of these books with Jack Canfield. I want to know, what has it been like to work so closely with Jack Canfield this whole time? What has he been able to help you with, and how has he helped guide your writing career?
Well, he and I worked side by side, absolutely, especially with the first books. And I would pick the top, like, maybe 110 stories, and we would go to his office in California where there's literally a 10-foot-long, beautiful table, and we would pick the top 100. We would make the chapters. There's always cartoons in the books. We would place the cartoons. He taught me a lot about making sure that every story has a message of hope. And most of the stories, when people say, "Oh, they make me cry," many times, though, it's crying for joy, just crying from the miraculousness of it, the goodness of it, the hope in it. And certainly some stories are sad, but they always have an element of hope. And Jack taught me to find that. And he taught me to write the story succinctly and just tell the story with the meat of the story, and don't preach the lesson at the end. Let the reader find their own lesson in the story, and he taught me that as well. He has gone on with so many of his other success principles and...
Yes, that's a great book.
And coach, it is a fabulous book. And he does a lot of coaching now and seminars for people to be their greatest. He is not directly as involved in the putting together the books anymore, but he is still certainly the man behind it all.
Sure. Are there some future books that you're co-authoring with Chicken Soup for the Soul at this point?
Well, I'm glad you asked. As a matter of fact, it seems like out of each book comes another book. Actually, when I was doing Chicken Soup for the Soul, Living Catholic Faith, is when I called the publisher and said, we have another book here. It's Miracles. Because it wasn't only from that Catholic mini stories, but from I realized from every book that I've written, I get miracle stories, be it grandma's soul, father and daughter's soul, adopted soul. They were just stories of miracles. Well, the publisher immediately loved the idea, and we did then this book that's just been out a month. So as I'm reading these 2,000 stories, I called them again and said, we have another book here, and that is Chicken Soup for the Soul, Answered Prayer. Because I could have done an entire, there's a chapter in Miracles on Answered Prayer, but I could have done an entire book on incredibly the beauty of Answered Prayer. So that's the book I'm working on currently, and we're still accepting, as a matter of fact, submissions until the 1st of December. And this book then will be out in next September.
And so if people have a story that they would like to submit, how can they go about doing that?
Actually, you can go right to the website, chickensoupforthesoul.com, and there's
okay.
a place there that says Submit Your Story. And it will even tell some of the upcoming books. And there's a place there that you can put your story, and you'll have a place then to say, this is a story for Answered Prayer. And they'll
Perfect.
Get it directly to me.
Great. We're going to go to another break for a few words from our sponsors. You're listening to Everyday Miracles. When we come back, Leanne's going to share her words of wisdom about balancing life in your war zones. How can you find more balance in your life? I want to know. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McLean, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
And welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm Candace McLean, and I'm joined by my special guest, Leanne Thiemann. Leanne, again, if people want to find out more about you or one of your books, they can just go ahead and visit your website, right?
That's right. It's my name, LeanneThiemann.com, LeanneThiemann.com.
Perfect. Now, Leanne, you have a book and I believe a presentation as well that you do called Balancing Life in Your War Zones. I'm curious, what do you mean by the term war zones?
Well, you know, after I was a part of Operation Baby Lift in that war zone, again, only for 5 harrowing days, but when I was asked to speak about it years and years later, I penned that keynote by that name because I do believe that we don't have to be in Vietnam to be in a war zone. We have war zones sometimes in our life with illnesses and relationships and sometimes overwhelming work situations and other dynamics in families and people in our lives. And so I think we do have very, very, sometimes we feel like we're fighting a battle and even sometimes with our health and so forth. So I think that what I really believe is in order to cope, we have to be strong physically, mentally, and spiritually, and I remind people that they must nurture their minds, their bodies, and their spirits every day. I tease that we just can't wait for weekends to sleep in late, eat a big breakfast, and go to church. We need to take time, even in 15-minute increments throughout the day, to nurture our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. And I have very simple tools that I offer in my book and in my presentations to do that in our lives.
And is it even possible to, do you think, to find true balance in our lives, or is that just something to kind of shoot for that we can never truly attain? I mean, I don't know. I notice this anyway. There's times in my life where maybe my career is going through a spurt, and it needs extra time over, say, the other areas of my life, or for, say, the person who's going back to school, and so now that takes extra focus on their part. Or maybe when someone starts a new family and the children need their attention more. Can we really expect to achieve balance in our lives?
I don't think we will achieve it unless we expect it.
That's true.
And I think we have a lot more power to choose sometimes in our life. Now, certainly we don't always choose the situations we're in, but I do believe we have the power to choose how we react to them and how we care for ourselves during them. And I often tell my audiences that I occasionally think there are times in our lives where we're going to admit our life is going to have to be a little out of balance right now. And an example I use is when I talk to students, especially nursing students and college students, but I think then you need to be able to say to yourself and to your loved ones and those closest to you and admit, you know, for the next 2 years, things are going to be a little out of balance. But let me make a promise to myself and to you that when I make career choices after this, this is what we're setting as goals. This is how we're going to live, and this is the balance I want in my life. And what I find very often is the sense of imbalance when I talk to thousands and thousands and thousands of people across the country is often around our collection of, I call it the stuff in our lives. And sometimes we have, you know, material goods that demand a lot of our time to acquire and time to deal with in our lives. And when people simplify their lives, that's one of the times I notice that they find that balance they're looking for.
So that would be one of the main steps, is to look to simplify your life. Can you share a couple other little tools that we could use?
Certainly. Actually, I have physical, mental, and spiritual tools that I'm happy to share. Another key thing, I think, for the general life balance that I talk about is truly living your priorities and write down what are the top number one, two, and three priorities in your life. And often people say, well, it's my family. It's, but then I ask them to take a look at how they're spending their time. Because I think we give lip service to one thing and say it's a priority, but clearly how we're spending our time is what we have established to be a priority, is it not?
Yes.
And when they look at that, they think again, and I use this analogy. We are always juggling balls of responsibility in our lives. We have to figure out which of these are rubber and which are glass. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the rubber balls that we're always juggling is truthfully our jobs and usually all of our stuff, all that stuff we're trying to acquire, all that material stuff.
Yeah.
And the glass ones are usually our own health and the people that we love. And when they are broken, they're irretrievably broken. And I remind audiences not to drop those.
Yeah, yeah. Most of us haven't been involved in a heroic mission or anything like that, like you have been. How can we truly make a difference in the world today?
There was a sign above a burn unit in Vietnam where a surgeon had set up a clinic to help the kids burned and disfigured by the war. And the sign above the burn unit said, "It's better to light a single candle than to curse the darkness." And I just encourage everybody to light their little candles, because sometimes the needs of the world seem so huge that you think your part is going to be unnoticeably small. But I remind everybody that no effort is too small. Everything you do matters beyond your knowledge or comprehension. Little things like, I never pass a red kettle at Christmas time with dropping a coin in every single one of them. Because if everybody in the world dropped one coin in there, I mean, mm-hmm. the charities that would be served would be amazing. And every time you take one child aside or mentor one child or teach somebody to read or hold a hand of a sick person or deliver a meal to someone in need or listen, just listen and give the gift of your time to someone who needs to be heard. I mean, those are all little ways that we can make a tremendous difference in the world, because no effort is too small.
No effort is too small. That's right. That's beautiful. And I think we all want that on some level. We're very busy, but at the same time, we really want to make a difference by the end of our lives. We want to feel that we really offered something to this world, that we made a mark.
That's right. That's right. And we can do that in little ways without flying to Vietnam. I always say you don't have to fly to Vietnam to make a difference in the world. We have all those occasions, and you can just look down your street and around your church or community, and you can see the little ways that you can contribute, and every little way adds up. It's lighting that single candle.
Yeah. Now, you were a nurse for over 30 years, and you can appreciate the difficulty that healthcare workers are facing today in terms of burnout, managing too many patients, the hospital politics, cutbacks, all of that, and even sometimes just the burden of providing care. And you've presented to a lot of healthcare workers over the years, and from what I understand, you've made a very large impact. I'm curious, what is your view on healthcare today, and what ideas or tools do you give to healthcare professionals to keep them hanging in there?
The tools I give are, I have those tools to teach them to care for their minds, their bodies, and their spirits every day so they don't burn out. And when we take time to laugh and to forgive and to breathe deeply and to relax and to pray and to walk 15 minutes a day and to eat right and all of those simple things, if we care for ourselves, then we don't burn out so much. And the other plug I would make for healthcare is we are going to be 500,000 nurses short in this country within 5 to 10 years. So I ask people to look inside their hearts and minds, and if you are looking for a career, and very often a career change. I know so many firemen and policemen at age 40 who become nurses. That's an interesting phenomenon to me. And people who are looking to change careers or to start a career, there are so many ways now and so many ways to work as nurses that you can work part-time and full-time, and it's a great career for, you know, raising a family, because you can work nights or other shifts or in schools or in corporations or in homes or in geriatrics or pediatrics. It's just a phenomenal area. So I'm always making a plug to have people to look into their hearts and to see whether this is a way they may want to serve, because now that's a way to make a big difference in the world.
Wonderful. Leanne, I want to thank you for being on the show and sharing your story with us today. What final thoughts would you like to leave with our listeners today?
Watch for miracles, because they're all around you. And
they are everywhere.
You'll be surprised when you open your eyes, and you'll be blessed and happy and a little kissed by God. And that's what I wish for everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And for those listeners who are interested in any of Leanne's Chicken Soup for the Soul books, including A Book of Miracles, which I can see being a great Christmas gift this year, by the way, or her other books, This Must Be My Brother, which chronicles Leanne's experiences with Operation Baby Lift, or Balancing Life in Your War Zones, you can go to her website at www.leannetheiman.com. That's LeannetheiMan.com. Again, thank you, Leanne, for speaking with us today. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to your next book.
Excellent. It's been my joy. Thank you so much, Candace.
And thank you to all of you for tuning in to Everyday Miracles. And join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific for another Everyday Miracles. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.